You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. Julia Holter studied composition, and in the song Horns Surrounding Me, she arranges not only acoustic and electronic instruments, but also layers of ambient field recordings and background noise. The song was released in 2013 on her acclaimed album Loud City Song. In this episode, Julia deconstructs the recording and talks about what she did to evoke a feeling of fear in both the music and the way she sang, changing her voice on different parts of the song to create character and texture.
My name is Julia Holter. I wrote Horn Surrounding Me in 2010. It was sort of like a soft piano song that I used these lyrics that I found. It wasn't my writing. It was Pushkin. We played this song that had no name for like a year and a half live, and it had these other lyrics, but then I decided to put my own lyrics to it, and that was what Horn Surrounding Me became. This song is about being kind of bombarded by noise and sound and like needing to find one's own inner peace, I guess. So I just think of like the loudness of brass, and I thought that something abrasive like that was what I wanted. And I was trying, almost imagining, like, originally my vision was like a marching band chasing someone, chasing you and not letting you hear your own voice or something, which to me is really terrifying, actually.
So I recall the words of lovers sadly in the sun.
Somehow I was trying to be a man in this song. I think I just was trying to be like a scared man. Like, how would a scared man sing? I don't know. Like,
a landing sun.
I don't even know how to sing like a scared woman, except I would maybe be kind of quiet. And I think I was trying to kind of be like Brian Ferry for this song. And that was my closest comparison.
Aggravated, spare for days. I troll downtown, the red light plays. Jump on, bubble up, what's in store? Love is the drug and I need to score.
So I guess like trying to evoke the fear of a man was kind of fun. So we actually staged a chase on the top of a building. And I was just like, you know, breathing and like doing what I needed to do for the song and just running. I was getting really literal with that, I guess. I just love atmosphere a lot and cinematic kind of moments. So. There's also like sort of a field recording that I did once. That's a piece in of itself of my friend running around with a recorder around my apartment building and then me playing harmonium in my room. It's a song I made for fun one day that's inside of Horns Surrounding Me. I started making field recordings when I was in college and I was totally confused about music because I kind of hated everything I wrote. And I was doing composition as my major, so it was like the pressure was on to be like a good composer. And I just like couldn't stand anything I was doing, and I wasn't singing at all at the time or anything. And I think it was attractive to me because I was trying to find my voice, as they say. I was interested in the environment much more than just like musical concepts. I'll frequently like record something that just seems really exciting to me, both in terms of like the sound source, like if it's like birds making crazy sounds, but also like the way that they're echoing in the structures, like and like the spatial aspects of it. I like to have this element of noise there a lot, and that you just get noise in a field recording. And that's just the noise of a room, noise of a space. And that's why it takes forever. Like, this recording session took like 2 weeks. And then it was like months and months and months of arranging these field recordings and like making sure it just all blends. And that takes like a long time. Then a lot of the song is just a drone, if you really get down to the harmonic structure. But within that, I play chords. And there's that moment of a G natural. And then it's like really scary. The horn part is a really funny combination of a trombone that was recorded in Mexico and a saxophone. This MIDI-ish sounding horn. Yeah, I have a sax sound on my Nord. That's pretty great, actually. I ended up arranging parts for everyone to play. And we had to scale back the acoustic things I'd arranged. Like, I wrote out everything, and a lot of it we just used electronics for in the end. It just was asking for that more than the acoustic elements that I had kind of thought would work. It's interesting that I sing differently when I perform than when I record. When I perform live, I actually tend to really push my voice a lot. I never thought anyone would ever hear this. It's supposed to be embedded in the song. I couldn't get a real opera singer to come in, so I just did that. You just add reverb. When you play a song for a really long time live, it's really hard to record it because recording is an opportunity to really do something magical that you can't do when performing.
And now here's Horns Surrounding Me by Julia Holter in its entirety. Thank you. For more information on Julia Holter, visit songexploder.net, where you'll find a link to buy Horn Surrounding Me. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. It's bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes. The Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. Listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PRX.